This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As much as I love my job, but all they did was radicalize me, and so now they need to be afraid.
Cori Bush is mad. She is not handling this well. St. Louis told Cori Bush yesterday in our primary that at least the congressional district one here said, yeah, we're good. We're done with you. And I think it's important for people to remember, you put Wesley Bell in, who is a prosecutor here. He's a very, very far left progressive. He just isn't as nuts as Cori Bush is. Like I said, she's not handling it well. We'll play a little bit more from her psychotic rant yesterday after she lost late last night. We have a Tim Walz nomination for the vice president portion of the Harris-Walz ticket. She decided to go to the Minnesota governor instead of the Pennsylvania governor. Whether that was her choice or he bowed out, I don't know. But let's get to Dory Murdoch. I'm excited to have him back on the show. Nationally syndicated columnist, Fox News contributor. Lots of news continuing to unfold in between each time we speak. Dory, it's good to have you back on the show with us.
Annie, how are you? You know, we could talk at 1 o'clock and then talk again at 3 o'clock, and there'd probably be 15 more things to discuss in those intervening 2 hours.
Yeah, I mean, and it's hard for, we're tasked with paying attention to all of this. There's a lot of people who aren't paying attention to it, but they are impacted by the results of elections like yesterday or the implications of a Harris-Walz ticket. What do you make of Kamala Harris's decision to say, this is the direction that I want my administration to go?
Well, you know, the earlier comment you said about people who don't pay attention, I like to tell people, look, you know, they'll say, well, I'm not interested in government. I say, yeah, well, guess what? The government's interested in you.
Amen.
That's the problem. It's not a two-way street. As for what this means, you know, Kamala Harris in this sort of bloodless coup where they overthrew Joe Biden, I actually feel sorry for the man at this point, and just sort of wrestled the nomination away from him without anybody voting for her. She spent the intervening about 17 days or 16 days saying, well, you know, I used to hate fracking. I now love fracking. I was for Medicare for all. I'm now the biggest proponent of private health insurance. And, you know, the Green New Deal, what's that? I've never heard of it. Borders are what borders are. So she spent all this time trying to convert herself into what I call Margaret Kamala Thatcher. And now, you know, that might have been, she might have been able to continue that masquerade had she picked Josh Shapiro, who I think is obviously a Democrat, a liberal Democrat, but not totally insane. And also the governor, popular governor of a state with a huge number of electoral college votes. I believe it's 19. It's probably one of the biggest prizes among the swing states, if not the biggest. And she decided not to do that. She seemed to buckle under to the pro-Hamas anti-Semitic wing of the Democrat Party and instead picked one of their favorites, Governor Walz of Minnesota, who is far left, frankly insane in a lot of areas, even maybe further to the left of Kamala Harris, the original Kamala Harris, not the new and improved Kamala Harris. And that says to me that she is you know, not interested really in moving towards any kind of a moderate or centrist or even, you know, non-insane Democrat governance. If, God forbid, she gets elected, you know, we're going to have the crazy wacko wing of the Democrat Party in the Oval Office and right down the hall in the vice president's office. and also serving as the president of the Senate if American people do the wrong thing and elect the Harris-Walz ticket to the presidency.
You know, DeRoy, I keep hearing them shriek about threats to democracy. Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. It's a pillar of their campaign, even though it's like, what does that even mean? I did some quick research, and I don't know what to make of this, but Reuters reported on July 15th that the DNC was going to nominate Joe Biden virtually just to get everything done ahead of time before the convention. They said something about an Ohio ballot. Ohio said, well, we took care of that. And they said, well, just to be extra sure. So they made that decision on July 15th. And then 6 days later, on July 21st, Joe Biden drops out. I have a theory that on July 15th, they knew exactly what was going to happen, that Biden was going to drop out, and that this was the way to guarantee that they didn't have to go to a convention and hope that people would back Kamala Harris.
Well, that's interesting. I know that what you talk about doing the early online nomination, Democrats got themselves in some trouble because the date, the deadline to get on the Ohio ballot was after the convention. I don't know why they screwed that up.
Right.
And thought it was, okay, we'll do a big Zoom call. That will be official nomination, and the convention would just be basically a party, essentially. I guess somehow they didn't do that, and they managed to slough off poor Joe Biden, who's not been seen in a week. I think that this was basically, like I say, a bloodless coup d'etat by the anti-Democrat Party. These, as you say, are the people who lecture all of us, and especially Donald Adolf Hitler Trump, essentially, as they describe him, as being a threat to democracy, and it'll be the last election we ever have in America, et cetera. And these same people who claim to be the Vatican of democracy in the world are now in the process of installing a nominee for president who's not received one vote. One single ballot was cast for Kamala Harris for president. I've never seen such a thing. This is the first time in American history, I believe, that this has happened. And, if we're going to do that, well, great. Just be honest and say, look, we'll stick in whoever we want, that the voters be damned. But instead, they do this and then claim to be the guarantors and the protectors of democracy in the world versus Donald J. Trump, who actually received ballots and locked millions of votes and properly got the delegates who voted for him at the convention and made him the nominee for the GOP. So it seems to me that the Republican Party is the small D Democrat Party, and the capital D Democratic Party is really the anti-democracy party, as they've proved again and again. And now with this far-left presidential nominee and maybe even further left VP nominee, I think they're going to divorce themselves even further from the American public. And I hope people see that and vote accordingly and send Kamala Harris and Governor Walz back to the private sector.
I wanted to ask you about the National Association of Black Journalists appearance that Donald Trump made. And it was interesting to look at all of the reaction after the fact from people on X that were either maybe part of the National Association of Black Journalists or people of color who were reacting to Donald Trump giving him credit for going into the lion's den there, knowing that it's not going to be comfortable territory, but being willing to do it. Not really so much saying, well, I'm going to endorse Donald Trump because of it, but at least showing him some respect for participating in that when Kamala Harris chose to be busy that day and not be able to show up when she had prior committed to it. I wonder what you made of that event. It was definitely tense. It was definitely hostile. Do you think it was a plus for Donald Trump to do that, or should he take that pitch the next time he's offered?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. you remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Look, I think critics of Donald J. Trump give him some credit for showing up, one lion's den after another. He, as you say, appeared before the two very hostile journalists at the National Association of Black Journalists about a week ago. Harris Faulkner of Fox News was there. I think she asked much more fair questions. He did that. He's been on CNN multiple times. I think he maybe has even been on MSNBC. He's gone before this group of voters in the Bronx, in the South Bronx, New York. He's been up to Harlem. He's gone a lot of places that Republicans don't normally go. And if you're trying to appeal for the black vote, the Hispanic vote, to the Jewish vote, whatever it is, you need to show up and ask for it politely. And in fact, it seems to be holding up the polls. He's scored as high as about 25% of the black vote. About a week ago, maybe last Thursday, I believe the latest Harris-Harvard survey came out. And even after Kamala Harris had become the nominee for the Democrats, he's still holding on to 25% of the Democrat vote. And if he hangs on to that, it's going to be very hard for Kamala Harris to make this work, because that's still, even if she gets the suburban women excited and everything else, it's very hard to win an election if one quarter of the black base of the Democrat Party goes away. And I think a lot of that, as you say, is people who appreciate being asked politely for their support. And unlike a lot of Republicans who just stay away from black folks, Trump is actually showing up and talking to him. I think a lot of people either appreciate it and are supporting him, or if they don't support him, they at least appreciate the fact that he's showing up, unlike Kamala Harris, who totally blew off the Association of Black Journalists and didn't even drop by to attend.
Dory Murdoch speaking with us right now. He's a nationally syndicated columnist. He's a Fox News contributor as well. One of the things that Donald Trump has said, too, when it comes to that a lot has been made of it, was his comment about black jobs. And I believe it had to do with immigration. And I wonder, when you heard him say that again, does it make you cringe to hear that? Do you understand what he was saying differently? What was your reaction?
Yeah, I assume when he said black jobs, he meant jobs held by black people. I don't think that he's saying, black people only do XYZ jobs. I think he meant people, basically black job holders, if you will, or black employees, if you want to use that term. I think always President Trump could use his, pick some of his words a little more carefully. And those of us who watch him very often understand what he means, even though it doesn't necessarily come out quite as smoothly as he'd like. But I don't think there's anything malicious or inappropriate by that. He tends to talk a little bit quickly, and sometimes will start a sentence and not finish it, or begin a thought and not quite complete it. And that's sometimes a little bit bothersome. But I think most people who follow him and have heard him speak before understand that he wasn't talking about saying that blacks only hold a certain number of jobs, but that black job holders in general, I think he's saying, often suffer at the hands of illegal aliens who come in and charge very, very little money for their labor, and therefore put pressure on black wages, and the pressure is downward, not upward.
Isn't it interesting, Droy, that if you listen to what Donald Trump is saying, the context is always there to understand the intention of it. And like you said, maybe sometimes he could articulate a little bit better, but you can always understand the point that he's trying to make. Isn't it interesting how the press will listen to what Donald Trump says and immediately glean what they want him to have said for their own personal benefit, regardless of what the actual context or intent was? Meanwhile, Kamala Harris is talking. Nobody knows what she's saying. She's saying literally nothing with so many words, and they don't even try to summarize. They just let her talk, and then they move on to a hit piece on Trump.
Yes, the significance of time is that there is some significance to time. Yeah, things like that, exactly.
And the talking time is of the significance, circle. Yes.
And nothing is more timely than the significance of time, precisely. Well, this is the case with President Trump. He has, not one millimeter of wiggle room or leeway or, looking at him with the benefit of the doubt from the standpoint of the left-wing media. And anything he says, if he has one comma out of place, they're going to jump all over him and assume he means the worst possible interpretation of anything he says. You recall that 4 or 5 day brouhaha about Trump threatening a bloodbath if he loses the election.
Yes.
What he said was a bloodbath would happen in the auto industry if Biden were reelected and he allowed a bunch of cheap Chinese-owned Mexican-manufactured electric vehicles to come to the United States, and there'd be a bloodbath in the auto industry because they'd be undercut by prices and a lot of auto workers would lose their jobs. This was presented as, if I lose the election, my mega supporters are going to run through the streets and slit the throats of Democrats. And that's not at all what he fed. Anyone who watched the speech understood that. These journalists who claimed otherwise knew better, but they saw an opportunity to beat up on Trump and create a brand new hoax and claim that he was threatening a bloodbath, you know, all these people dying after, if he lost the election, which is not what he said, but they were able to get 3 or 4 or 5 days of huge, nasty headlines out of that. And you're right. They take anything that's even slightly ambiguous, and they don't say, well, you know, maybe he meant this. They say, no, obviously it's further proof that he's, you know, the bastard son of Adolf Hitler or something like this. I mean, that's the instant knee-jerk reaction they have to anything that the Trump says that can be interpreted anything differently how he meant it.
Yeah, it's so predictable and so frustrating, and yet there are still people who are influenced by it. It's very frustrating. So I would like to have people like you on, Troy, to add some clarity to the sense of whatever is going on by the hour. We're always grateful for you.
Mounting non-clarity.
Yes, exactly. Troy, thank you. Good to speak with you again.
All right, Annie. Great talk to you. Thank you.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Troy Murdock is a nationally syndicated columnist and Fox News contributor. We love having him on the show with us each week. Quick break. When we come back, let's talk about the YouTube live chat poll. Grade the Missouri primary election results. How do you feel about what Missouri declared yesterday through those primary results? We'll discuss when we come back. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.